Hey, Tegan, how's it going?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. You got a lot going on these days. You're a top of the country finalist. You got a new song out at radio called Sleeping With Her. You're just busy, busy, busy. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, fun summer, a fun year, a lot of pinch me moments. I am super excited for the CCMAs coming up soon, for performing for the top of the country. Like I was saying to someone just the other day, like a couple years ago at my first CCMAs, I remember walking in and top of the country was the first event I walked into. And I just remember being like, oh my God, I hope one day I get to do this. And here we are 2 years later and it's like my time to do it. And I just can't believe it. It's a pinch me moment for sure.
Now you're from Chatwin, BC, and apparently you were a professional figure skater.
Yes, I was a competitive figure skater growing up. It was such a crazy thing to be so young and to be pushed like so hard. Like it definitely like gave me the drive that I still have today, which I'm really grateful that I have. Because when I quit figure skating, I was like, oh my God, I was so competitive and so driven and so young. And I was like, well, now what am I going to do? And then I found music and it's just been like full throttle ever since.
Yeah. And I mean, you've had a string of top 50 hits. Your last one was top 40. I'm not sure if it hit top 30 or not, but I know it was right around there.
Yeah, it did. The last one, If You Show Me Yours, was my first top 30, which is just so crazy to actually say out loud.
Now, like, that so one you crazy. Actually co-wrote with Chad Kruger of Nickelback.
I did, yes, which is also just so crazy. And again, like another like pinch me moment, just so many really cool pinch me moments this year that I can't even believe happened. And working with Chad was just unreal. I mean, like, I grew up listening to Nickelback. They were like my favorite band, and I cannot believe that I got to write with Chad. Like, he's super cool, super nice, and it's just like crazy.
So how did that come about, you getting to write with Chad Kruger? Was that get set up by somebody, or how'd that work out?
So I was actually on my way to Chad's place to record a song with Simon Clow. Him and Chad are they've been besties for a while, and I was going to record a song with Simon, and he was like, hey, Chad's here, by the way. He's like, so you guys like might write, just be aware of that, kind of just it might happen. And I was like, oh wow. I was like, okay. I was like all nervous. I get there and I'm doing these vocals, and like next thing you know, Chad's like, okay, let's write the song. And we kind of just stopped what we were doing and we started writing the song. It was just like, it happened so fast. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is actually happening. My first time like meeting him, and wasn't sure if we were going to write or not. And we did, and we all loved the song, and Chad and Chris, you know, wanted to produce it. And I was like, wow, this is just unreal. And the rest is history.
Now, I mean, you also took part a couple months ago in the CCMA panel for Indigenous artists, yourself being Métis. You did it alongside Don Amaro and Jade Turner. Sort of what was that like being a part of that panel, and how does your heritage impact at all any songwriting you do?
Being on the panel was awesome because everyone's story is so different, and it was really interesting and just like, you know, awesome to learn like Jade's story and Don's story, and for everyone to learn my story too, because everyone's story as being an Indigenous artist is going to be different. So it was cool, and I was, you know, it was hard. It was definitely also hard to do like something like that too, right? But I'm really proud and I'm glad that I did it, just so that I could get my story out there for everyone, Indigenous, and awesome again to learn about Jade and Don's. But I grew up in a very like wonderful Indigenous community growing up. Like, they were my biggest supporters. They wanted nothing more than for me to succeed. And so it's pretty cool now to see like all of this, you know, really exciting things happening in my career. And like, I can honestly say that like, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my Indigenous community back home. So it's pretty cool. And I just hope that I'm making them proud and my family proud and myself proud.
So now the new single, Sleeping With Her, I mean, you did it for the top of the country. It was the sort of song that was filmed and video that you recorded. What made you wait till about now to release it? Well, literally a couple weeks before, well, the top of the country finale takes place.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, it just worked out so perfect. Like, I was in the middle of another single, so I was kind of just like writing off my last single, and I don't really know why we decided to. We wanted to release it for sure before the CCMAs, just so that everyone could like listen to it and stuff. It just kind of worked out it kind of like worked out like effortlessly and perfect how it all lined up.
So, I mean, where did the inspiration for this one come from?
So this is actually a funny story. I had the song or the title Sleeping With Her in my phone for a while, and I was going into rooms in Nashville bringing the title to people, and it wasn't really sticking. Like, and I was like, oh man, I was like, I hope someone likes this title and we write it. And when I got into the room with Gordy and Dylan and Baker, they were like, oh yeah, like we love this title. And we kind of went back and forth and we talked about all the different scenarios we could use with this title, Sleeping With Her. And we ended up coming up with what we have. And it's just basically about a girl not being able to sleep at night. And she's tossing and turning because the boy that she loves is sleeping with somebody else. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've definitely been in that situation before. And not a very good feeling, but hopefully it's just relatable and, you know, people can relate. And that's like my dream and my goal is to put out music that people can relate to just so that no one feels alone in the world.
Well, it's an awesome single. Do you have any big plans coming up post CCMAs for the rest of 2023 and maybe going into 2024?
I do. I'm heading back down to Nashville to write for the record. So I am so excited for that.
When can we expect the record to come out? Is that planned for the end of the year? Maybe at some point 2024, I'm guessing, or?
Yeah, sometime in 2024 for sure. That's all I can say.
Any plans on hitting the road post CCMA, or is it just writing and recording?
Definitely. We have some stuff in the works. Again, I'm not really not supposed to say yet, but I'm actually going out, I can say, with Tim Hicks, which I'm really excited for that. That's in the fall. And I have some shows back home that I am gearing up for. We were supposed to have the show at the OK Corral in Kelowna, but because of the fires, we had to postpone. So we moved that till after the CCMAs. So I have that to look forward to as well, but super excited to go out on the road with Tim. So excited.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk, Tegan. And I'm hoping everybody loves the new song, Sleeping With Her, as much as I do.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And I'm glad you like the song. And I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you at the CCMAs.